This is Ouija Boards and Midnight Marks, where a spirit board conversation sparked our spiritual evolution. I'm Shale.
And I'm Cheyenne. And each week, we explore a world where there is much more than meets the eye. So pour yourself a drink and join us as we cheers to a witchin' good time. Hi, Coven. This is not an episode.
No.
first things first, we are coming to you today to give you a state of the union, including some recent events that we need to update you on, as well as what the next couple of weeks look like for the podcast as well. So it's going to be a bad news, good news kind of conversation.
Yeah.
But we're going to give you the bad stuff first. Bad is maybe not even the way I want to say that, but it has come to our attention. It came to our attention earlier this week, beginning of this week, that our recent guest on our Literary Witch episode, the author and the Oracle, has had some pretty serious abuse allegations come to light via Instagram. And in the interest of full disclosure and transparency and holding ourselves accountable for the people who we bring to you, we just want to have a conversation about what happens now when something like this happens, what it looks like for us, and how we promise to show up for you, our listeners, in moments like this. This conversation is not going to be like, we're not here to spill any tea.
Yeah, that is something we want to be fully clear on, is that when we are approaching this conversation, it is at the with the intention of building a space of compassion and understanding, and wanting to build a space where we all feel like we can all grow and learn and continue to move forward in a positive way and in a community-centered way. So this is not about drama or us wanting to contribute to any kind of flame that's been lit or anything like that. It is purely coming from a place of accountability and compassion. So we just want to be very, very clear on that.
Yeah. So let's talk about the word accountability.
Let's talk about it.
And what that looks like, because I mean, you do need a little bit of context. The victims who have come forward have requested public accountability. That is their desire for how this is going to move forward, how we are going to facilitate healing in this community, and to ensure that people are following through on what they say they're going to follow through on. First and foremost, I want it to be explicitly clear that we believe survivors and we believe victims, always across the board, 100% in this space. We do not want to, and that's why we're having this conversation. We believe victims, and we do not want to perpetuate harm in our community any further than it's already been perpetuated. And we don't want to perpetuate harm by not having these conversations, even though they're heartbreaking and uncomfortable and really kind of turned everything upside down this week. A lot of people I care very deeply about have been deeply hurt by this, and it has been it's not been easy to figure out the right way to address this conversation with you right now. It's not been easy to figure out what our responsibility is as content creators. And so I want to thank you first for just being here and listening to this, because we do, you know, we do believe in the, you know, in the tragedy of the human condition, right? We all inflict harm in some capacity at some point, in our lives, and intent and impact are completely different things. And impact matters. And while I do believe that this guest is someone who has the emotional capacity to, and the heart, this is someone I've had a fairly decent relationship with. Obviously, you heard the episode. I do believe this is someone who can rise to this occasion. I believe this is someone with all of the necessary tools and skills to rise to this occasion, take accountability for their actions, and begin to make amends that are pretty needed right now. However, one of the other reasons we're having this conversation is because we don't feel like a significant enough stride has been made in that regard yet. Which is why we've also sat on this for a few days. We've been trying to approach this from a very balanced and respectful position.
And to listen, right? Like it's always, I think, really important in these types of situations to take a pause, because stuff happens in social media very, very quickly.
Yeah.
And it's really easy to be reactionary and to act emotionally. And I think it's important to take a moment to just listen and reflect, do your own internal work at the same time, and then respond. So please don't take, I guess, that the time period that it's taken us to respond to this as like us being defensive or anything like that. It's more that we wanted to make sure that we were being authentic and truthful and intentional when we come to talk about this kind of a conversation.
Yeah. And in any circumstance where something like this is happening, when you are in a position to react, the people you need to be taking your cues from are the victims.
Yes, 100%.
And listening to how they are requesting that amends be made. And in this particular instance, public accountability is the biggest request. And so we just want to have a conversation about what that means to us, what public accountability looks like, and how we're going to hold ourselves accountable for things like this with full transparency as well. So I think, so the definition to me of public accountability is doing this work and doing this healing in the public space, right? This is about sitting and listening to the people you've harmed and moving forward with full transparency from those conversations. These are not conversations that can happen behind closed doors, because asking people to have closed door conversations with people who have harmed them is not cool. And while we do appreciate and acknowledge the flawed existence of humans, right? Like we're all morally gray in some regard. That doesn't mean that accountability shouldn't be, that doesn't mean that accountability doesn't need to happen, right? It doesn't give you a pass.
And we've had a lot of conversations about the difference between public accountability and public shaming, or the ties to cancel culture, and that we are in the mindset of when we ask for things like public accountability, it's with the intention of allowing that space for somebody to make those amends, right? And not just completely wishing ill of them or wishing that they can't continue forward or that their entire existence should be erased from the interwebs or anything like that. It's more about creating that space for people to be able to rectify the situation in a compassionate way, right?
Yeah. With full consent of the people you've harmed.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So that said, we don't want to, this is a quick conversation, I promise. But I have been really sitting with this. We've both been sitting with this obviously all week. I've been talking to a lot of people who've been directly impacted, whether as in a victim sense or something like this, and kind of the trusted spiritual community of people who have vouched for this person. And what public accountability looks like for us on this podcast is A, we try so, so hard to bring you people who are authentic and trustworthy. It's
inspire us, and that, you know, we want to be able to showcase people that aren't as well known across the world, right? Like, we want to try to elevate people on this podcast as well. So yeah, but that being said, you know, it's hard to always know everything about people as well, but we do try to do our due diligence in that vetting process to the best that we can.
Right. And in this instance, we have failed you, and I am sorry for that. What we are going to do by means of taking our own accountability in this situation, in the show notes of this episode and the show notes of the Literary Witch episode, The Author and the Oracle, we are going to update both of the show notes. The show notes in the episode will include a link to this conversation we're having right now. This conversation right now is going to live on the internet forever in the spirit of public accountability and full transparency. That's part of it. Part of it is leaving the mistakes up so that people can have a full picture of the growth cycle, I guess. And to hold ourselves accountable and make sure that we are showing up in a way that is authentic to this podcast in this space that you've helped us create as well. So in the interest of full transparency, this will remain up. Show notes will be adjusted to include necessary information about why the episode is still up. I believe right now, keeping the episode up feels more in the interest of this public accountability space. And I do really believe there's a lot of value in it.
I don't think there was when we launched the episode, just because of the way things have been working with Anchor, unfortunately, but we are not getting any kind of, what's the word I'm thinking
of? Ad revenue
from that episode. And we will make sure that we remove that as well. But in the interest, to Cheyenne's point, of wanting to be able to showcase the cycle of growth, and also because I just think that there isn't necessarily a reason to remove the episode at this time, as I think when you erase the episode, that's when it's like really getting into the area of cancel culture, because you're just trying to kind of like wipe your hands of everything. And I don't think that's where we want to go with that. And so I don't know how we want to articulate that better.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I think that's really important. And I want to put our money where our mouth is, in the sense that I do believe in people's ability to grow.
Yes.
And learn from mistakes. And I think giving people the opportunity to do that is important. But it's part of another part of public accountability is this, right? It's having these hard conversations, particularly when it's somebody you care very deeply about. And like dealing with a lot of my own personal emotions in this situation, obviously, but it is part of public accountability is not abandoning people when they fuck up either. Yes. In the sense that I am not a victim, right? It is not the victim's job to help the perpetrator heal.
Right.
But it some of that responsibility does lie on people like me, and on people who have promoted their work, who have had positive relationships with them. It is on those people who are closest to you to support this kind of growth and request that accountability from you. But yeah, it's important to hold the people we love accountable. And I think we've all been on both sides of situations like this. in varying degrees. So remembering that compassion is important. I mean this in no way to be any sort of abuse apology, because it's not. Right. Totally not what I mean by that. But it is the responsibility of the people close to this person to help facilitate this too, right? Because that's what we would want for ourselves. Yeah,
100%.
And it sucks. I have had friends hold up that mirror and show me when I'm fucking up, and it is not fun. Okay.
Shadow work really isn't
fun. Yeah.
It rarely is. And anybody who says otherwise
isn't doing it.
I believe you.
Yeah. They're not doing any sort of shadow work. So this is this is part of that for us. And another way we are going to hold ourselves accountable, both right now and in these show notes, how we're going to put a positive impact back out into the world from this situation, is by literally putting our money where our mouth is. We are going to donate. I'll post this on Instagram with our, there will be a post on Instagram that accompanies this, that will also stay up forever in the interests of public accountability. And we'll save that to a story highlight as well, so that you can also, if you are so inclined, put a little bit of that positive energy right back out too. We are requesting that you donate to a local mutual aid or local social justice organization in your own community. If you are not sure about where to do that for yourself and you're not confident in finding something like that, we are going to be linking where we are going to be donating, which is the Porchlight Family Justice Center here in Jefferson County, Colorado. This organization was brought to us by our dear Sterling Moon, who has been in the social justice space, in that family justice space for decades in her personal career, and has
highly vetted them.
Yeah, the point I'm trying to say is that this is a very trustworthy organization, and your dollars are directly helping victims of domestic abuse, violence, sexual assault, etc., crime in our local community here. So that link will be in the show notes of this and the other episode and our Instagram. Chill and I will be donating to them personally, and and you'll have the ability to do that too. And I think it's a great opportunity and reminder to just put that nugget out there, that especially this time of year when people are pulling donations for all sorts of things, right? Donate to mutual aid.
Yeah, and
donate to
that back to your community, right? Like that's what we're about here, is returning to a community-centered way of being and a way of supporting one another. Community first, always. So.
Always, yes. So, that being said, that's how we're choosing to move forward from this right now. If we get new and relevant information that requires we adjust this, we will. And you will be fully in the know of any of those conversations as well. We can now move on to the fun part of telling you what's coming next. So here's the thing, friends.
I was gonna say, the next part is that we're actually leaving for 2 weeks.
Shale and I decided a week ago.
Yes, long before this situation happened.
That we were going to take these next 2 weeks of December off from publishing. We are not taking these next two December weeks off from recording. Holy buckets. We've got some really exciting things coming for you, but we need a little bit
of time to catch up.
We need some time to catch up. We need some time to catch our breath, especially now. So this processing time will be good for everyone, I think.
And the holidays are always whacked out, right? Like it's always so like out of control. And so we just need some time to take a breather, catch up, get through the holidays, and enjoy them, which we all hope you are as well. But and you know what? We're approaching winter solstice, which is about turning inward and being intentional with our energy anyway.
Yes, so, thank you.
This is us rambling off and giving you excuses because we feel bad leaving you all for 2 weeks, but we promise it's us coming back with a lot of really awesome things in the new year, and the second half of season 4 is going to be brilliant. We're excited. Well,
one of the lovely things we're actually doing is having our first book coven meeting
last
week of December. So that's going to be really cute. If you haven't joined our book coven and you would like to, there's an Instagram post that has the details on what we need from you to do that. It's really simple. All you have to do is send me a message.
And people are still welcome to join the book club, even though
if you want to hop on for January, even if you haven't read this book yet, you just want to hop on and meet some cool people. It's going to be fun. So,
or you could be like me, who's like a very like fringe member from the book Instagram community. Like, I would really like to be more integrated into it, but I'm not. And so I read books really slowly. And so I'm only on chapter like 16. Everybody's like, I finished the book months ago, but you know what? You can join the club and you'll be right along on the same path as me and you'll be right on time. So feel free to continue to join.
Absolutely. It is very low stakes. There's no real rules to book clubbing.
It's the wild, wild west out here.
Yeah, exactly. So that's coming up. I don't want this to be all rain cloudy. Like, I want you to leave this conversation feeling excited and hopefully inspired to maybe donate to local organizations doing awesome shit in your community. But I do want to give you a little teaser of what's coming, because I think you're going to be really excited about January. So Moon Mama Gina is coming back.
As always, she is a tradition now. She is a staple. Mama Gina. So we're excited to have her back.
Gina worked so hard preparing for these episodes, pulling charts, sharing like gobs of information. She's a fucking queen. So we're super excited.
Literally, she prepares months for this, you all. Yes. Like, it's not just like something she throws together right before the episode. Like, she started doing this probably last July.
Literally, though. Gina's amazing. So she's coming back. She's not going to be back right at the beginning of the new year for all of my astro babes who are like, I need to know. She's going to be back on the 16th, which is fine because we're going to go ahead and start the second half of season 4 with everyone's favorite life coach, Connor Padilla.
I'm so excited. Like, I have been dying to have him back, and his energy is just going to start out the new year so freaking well. And I can't wait. I'm like just as excited as you all are going
to
be.
I'm so excited for Connor to be back. I'm so excited for Hannah to be back. Y'all saw our Spotify Wrapped. Hannah Haddadi, her, what was that episode called?
Sacred Death. Sacred Death.
Her Sacred Death episode was one of our most listened of all time. So we're really excited to have her back. We have a new fun guest who's going to come talk about dragon magic. It's just, it's going to be a really good time. I want you to stick around and know that we're really excited about what's to come. And we're really grateful for you being here. We're grateful for you listening to us have this conversation today. I know it wasn't fun. It was extra not fun. And sometimes we have to have the hard conversations so that we can all grow and be better. And we can do hard things, which is plagiarism from the We Can Do Hard Things podcast. So don't be mad at me.
We're borrowing with love and we gave them a shout out.
I think they'd like us. Anyway, is there anything?
Did you want to pull a card?
I mean, oh yeah, I do. We decided that we're going to pull an oracle card to put forth our intentions for the rest of this year, moving forward.
Positive energy to leave you all with.
Yes. So we are pulling from a deck called The Universe Has Your Back, which was a gift from my mother-in-law last Christmas.
Aww.
By Gabrielle Bernstein. So we will see. One wants to pop out. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, we actually had two fall out. So here are our two little notes from the universe. This is the first one that fell out. It's a yellow card with flowers on it, and it says, hope is the conduit for miracles.
Aw, that gives me chills.
I know, right? A little bit of hope goes a long way. And then the other one has rainbows on it, and it says, the universe works fast when I'm having fun.
Yes, that's a good energy to go into the holidays with.
Yes, keep it light, keep it fun. Don't engage with crazy relatives. Your energy is more precious than that. Just excuse yourself, take a walk with your stoner cousin, have a nice time. It'll be great.
This is such a specific scenario. I love it. All right. We love you all. Thank
you. Love you, Coven. Cheers. We will see you in January.
Cheers.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Ouija Boards and Midnight Marks. If you're having a witching good time, we hope you'll help us to grow this little coven. You all know it's us against AI in this algorithm eat algorithm world, so please help us out. Please like, rate, and subscribe anywhere you're listening to us. Also, we want to connect with our spooky Marg-loving friends out there, so please like and follow us on Instagram and Twitter. Links for those profiles will be in the show notes. And hey, be sure to tell us what you're drinking tonight. We love you all so much, witches. Cheers.